evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Some of you are listening on shortwave. Some of you are listening on the Internet, maybe some on satellite, maybe some on some low-power stations around the country. But however you're listening, the fact is you're listening, folks. And the reason why you're listening is because the Republic Broadcasting Network is here to bring you news and information, commentary on a lot of things you need to know about. And the reason why the Republic Broadcasting Network is here to do that is because the Republic Broadcasting Network is needed to do that. It's all very circular, folks. But the problem, the big problem, folks, is that there would be no Republic Broadcasting Network if it weren't for the support of the listeners. You know, I drive this point home all the time that, got a lot of different hosts here on Republic. Lots of programming, but it couldn't be here without the people who are listening in. You know, Republic doesn't have these big shot foundations and think tanks supporting it. No major corporations, just you, the listeners, the people that buy gold and silver products from Republic Trading. Those of you who buy shortwave health products, you name it, books, videos that are available through RBN. All these good products to keep this network alive, and it is so important because, Republic doesn't pay me to do this broadcast, but the fact is for Republic to be able to continue broadcasting and maintain its operations, there's all sorts of costs involved, and that's why it's so important for those of you who are out there who are regular listeners in particular to help Republic, even if you can only make a donation, you know, even a one-time donation, if that's all you can make, that's so important. And please believe me, I know what I'm talking about because the newspaper that I work for on a regular basis that I write for, American Free Press, it's also, it's reader-supported. And American Free Press understands what it's like to be out there as an alternative voice. And so that's why I'm very pleased to lend my support to all the efforts of this network to keep on keeping on, and I hope you will do likewise. Folks, we are going to have a guest or guests tonight, I'm not sure which, talking about a very interesting subject, that subject being the recent comments by the Pope in the Vatican, his comments about the religion of Islam and the controversy surrounding it. And I'm going to tell you right up front, I'm not really well versed in what exactly has happened. I still have yet to sort it out myself, but it looks like it's an interesting story there, and we are going to be covering that when we come back, and I'll introduce our guest or guests after the break, which is coming up. I still don't know yet, folks, what my schedule is going to be this week. I may not be here one, two, possibly three nights, but when I know it, we'll know it, and you'll hear about it, either when I'm getting ready to leave or when I come back. But in the meantime, we are here live tonight, this Monday night. We made it through another weekend. Thank God for all of us. We're a lot more fortunate than some of those people in the Middle East who are being brutalized by Zionist Israel. But we are here, and we are going to have an interesting discussion about the Pope's comments. There are comments that I don't think I agree with, but then again, maybe I do. I'm going to learn a little bit tonight, I hope, myself, and I think you will too. This is Michael Collins Piper. When we come back, the Pope, Islam, Zionism, what's going on? Is the media stoking up another controversy? We're going to find out, and your calls are welcome. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from RBNLive.com. I'm here in Washington, D.C. You're all around the world.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from right here in Washington, D.C., right here on your favorite broadcasting network, my favorite broadcasting network. Let's face it, the only one that really counts. That's the Republic Broadcasting Network. Okay, we have two guests here tonight. Both of them have shown up. They are familiar voices to you and hopefully to some of you familiar faces. They are Mark Glenn and Hesham Talawi. I'm going to bring them up in a moment, but I want to preface bringing them up by just full disclosure here regarding my own religious point of view. My own religious point of view is, well, I guess I'm a Christian. I was raised in an atmosphere, a traditional American atmosphere in which Christianity was the accepted notion of religion, and I said Christian prayers to Jesus Christ every night of my life, and I still do. I never really went to church in my life. I attended Sunday school a few times, and I really didn't like to go to Sunday school because I didn't like to get up early in the morning. That's why I never liked to go to school. But in any case, my father came from a very devout Irish Catholic family, although I recently understand that Daryl Bradford Smith says I'm not Irish. Believe me, as I've said, my Irish ancestors would take great offense at that. Very devout Irish Catholics. Hell, my great-great-grandmother was an Irish maid. You can't get much more Irish than that. On my mother's side, they were Protestants, but also of American Indian descent. And guess what? American Indians are neither Protestant nor Catholic nor Buddhist nor Hindu nor Muslim. So I come from a mixed but very largely a religious background. That is, I really just have not had a lot of religious training. But needless to say, because of my upbringing with a father who came from a devout Catholic family, I gained a great deal of respect for the Catholic Church. And in the years that I began doing my own research on religious issues, I found that my respect for the Catholic Church increased considerably. I have my criticisms of the Catholic Church, but I would be the last one to say that I'm an expert on its doctrine. Well, the Catholic Church is very much in the news these days. The new Pope has made some statements that have been, if the American media is to be believed, these statements have been of some concern in the Muslim world. Well, we have two guests here who are very familiar with the Muslim world from two very different perspectives. One of them is Hesham Talawi. Hesham Talawi is a Palestinian-American of the Muslim faith. Hesham, come on up. How are you doing tonight?
Doing fine, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. And our other guest is Mark Glenn, very familiar to you also. Mark has the website crescentandcross.com. Mark is a Roman Catholic who is of partial Lebanese descent, that is Arabic descent, but his Lebanese forebears were Christians, Roman Catholics. So, Mark, you come aboard, too.
Thank you, Michael.
Hesham, by the way, I can never get your website address straight in my mind. Would you give your website address, please?
It is at www.currentissues.tv. I think you always make the mistake with saying .com.
That's right, and that's why I wanted you to say
a lot of.
I'm going to get
people
that straight from now on. It's
currentissues.tv.
That's very easy
as
to
in,
remember.
As in television.
As in television, exactly. We're in the television world today here, folks.
Yes.
Okay, well, you guys heard what I had to say, and I do want to emphasize, Mark sent me an email saying he'd like to come on the program. He was a little bit embarrassed to ask to come on the program, but, you know, I was thinking about having Mark on. I haven't heard what Mark has to say about this subject. If he's written anything, I deliberately did not look at his website to see what he had to say about it. So whatever Mark says here tonight is going to be all new to me. Likewise, whatever Hesham has to say. So I just want you guys to go ahead here. We have about 7 minutes before the next break. I want you guys to comment on what you think has happened. Is it as the U.S. media has reported? Just what's going on with these comments by the Pope? Mark, do you want to start out?
Actually, I'm going to allow my better half to do it.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, put the hot stuff on me now.
it's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
There you go. Well, let's start by saying that we need to take a look at this, not from a religious point of view, because if we take it from a religious point of view, it won't make any sense, and also we will lose exactly what was said and why it was said. Now, the Pope was at a university in Germany, and during his speech, he did mention something about Muslims and Islam, and he quoted a 14th century dialogue that took place between the Byzantine Emperor Manuel II Palaiologos when he was talking to a Persian scholar. And basically what the Pope had quoted this emperor saying is to show me something new. He said exactly, and I quote, "Show me just what Muhammad brought that was new, and there you will find things only evil and inhumane, such as his command to spread by the sword the faith he preached." This was said by the emperor back in the 14th century, which was quoted by Ratzinger. And the problem here that we need to look at is, let's take it politically. We don't need to even think about religions now. Right now, the atmosphere, the Muslim world is looking at the West with a very scary eyes that the West is going to repeat the crusades that had taken place at the time when the West invaded Muslim lands and slaughtered millions of Muslims, which the crusades and the crusaders were actually, and this is, you know, Christians will tell you that they were nothing but thugs going after whatever material that they can gather during their, they were thieves. Basically, they were thieves, just taking whatever they can. But again, let's not go back into that, into history. Let's look at the atmosphere of what Muslims are looking at the West. You remember the cartoons last year. People see images of Abu Ghraib where the West and Christians are committing this. People looking at what happened in Iraq. People looking at what happened in Lebanon with the blessings of the United States, which is a Western Christian country. People in the Muslim world look at the West as being or getting ready to attack them. When the Pope says something like this, this scares them to death even more. Because when the Pope says something, this is not just an average layman out there saying it. This is the Pope saying it. So in a way, they're seeing it as this is an encouragement and fueling, adding fuel to the fire that's already burning. And it's going to be a very bad situation if people who have sense in their head need to get in, and basically these religious leaders on both sides, Muslims and Christian leaders, they need to step in and reconcile these differences. Now, it's one thing to debate religion. There's nothing wrong with debating religions in the proper time and the proper place when you have scholars debating religions. There's nothing wrong with that. But also, when we look at the Pope and who the Pope is and his involvement in politics, we need to look at the Vatican as being a political entity living in a world of politics with all states around it and political entities around it, and it has to survive as a political entity. The Pope was involved with George Bush and his election. Let's not lose sight of that. The Pope and the Church has been, especially the Catholic Church, has been under tremendous amount of pressure from the Zionist media and from the Christian right, severely attacked. The Pope has to pacify these people. So at one time, he made the statement that the bond between Christianity and Judaism, which I have no idea what that bond is, Judaism totally, totally opposed to Christianity. And also the statement that he made with against Islam and the Muslims is definitely has nothing to do with religion. It has a lot to do with he is wanting to satisfy the same people that George Bush is after satisfying.
Okay, well, Hashem, you said quite a bit there, and it inspires many, many questions from me that I think probably a lot of our listeners have. We only have a few minutes, not even minutes, just a few brief seconds here before the next break. Mark, when we come back from the break, did you want to expound a little bit?
Sure.
Yeah, and then when both of you had to say what you've had to say, and I've learned quite a bit here from Hashem already, I do have some questions for both of you, because as I say, I don't even pretend to be a religious expert. I'm a hack writer with opinions, and I have some criticisms for the Pope for these remarks. And I think we do, as Hashem said, need to find some reconciliation here between the Vatican and the Muslim world, because the Muslim world's a pretty big world, no matter what anyone has to say about it. And as one of my favorite philosophers, Lawrence Dennis, said, the American people better recognize that fact, because the Muslims outnumber the Americans, and that's a real world reality, whether you like it or not. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for what I guarantee will be some very provocative discussion here, and I think we're all going to learn a little bit here tonight. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network, guaranteed from me to be the only network that is going to discuss this issue. in a common sense way.
If you're like the millions of Americans living day to day, trying to make ends meet, then you wouldn't want to pass up this opportunity. Employment and job security are at an all-time low, while the cost of living, supporting your family or lifestyle, and credit card debt just keep going up. So what if I told you there was a way to earn the kind of money you need and deserve? Build financial freedom. Secure a future for you and your family. And do it all right from the comfort of your own home, with no money at risk. Now you can, by starting your own business and becoming a part of the LifeWave team. LifeWave has developed a line of groundbreaking products using drug-free and chemical-free patches which work along the same principles as Qi that Asian cultures have used for thousands of years. LifeWave patches energize the body's own bioelectrical field to help create more energy and stamina, improve rest and concentration, and relieve muscle aches and pains without putting any type of stimulants or other substance into your body. This is something that everyone can use. All lifestyles, all ages. Just think of the possibilities. Now you can stop living in the past, get out of debt, and become part of the future, your future, by starting your own business today and becoming part of the LifeWave team. To learn how you can become part of the LifeWave team, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't sit back and let this opportunity pass you by. Take charge of your future. Act now.
Order the DVD of a lifetime, Into Evidence, Truth, Lies, and Unresolved Mysteries in the Murder of JFK. This landmark video is the most comprehensive presentation ever delivered on the assassination and features the leading experts in every field of scientific investigation. 32 hours of research presented on the most controversial murder of the 20th century. This compilation will make a great addition to your collection. To order this beautifully packaged 8-DVD set, visit our website, intoevidence.net/US.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons had brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening in because you can handle the truth, and I'm hoping that during this hour we're going to bring you some truth, especially some that you're not going to get from the mainstream media, which has its own agenda, and that agenda, I can guarantee you, is completely contrary to mine, and I would say, I think it's safe to say, contrary to the agenda of the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have Hesham Talawi, a Palestinian-American of the Islamic faith, and Mark Glenn, a Roman Catholic-American who happens to be of Lebanese-Arabic descent on his father's side. So in any case, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very interesting mix here of people. We've heard from Hesham Talawi commenting on the remarks by the Pope that have upset the Muslim world. And now we're going to hear from Mark Glenn. Mark, you've got about 6 minutes here to fire away. Feel free to take it all up, or if you have to continue beyond the break, feel free to do it. But I just want to hear what you have to say, because I know I'm going to learn something.
Well, I don't know about that. Well, you will learn something, but it's not on my father's side, but my mother's side.
Oh, I'm sorry. I always took it. Okay, well, in any case, I'm almost right. I stand corrected.
That's okay. One of the things that we should all have learned after September 11th is that 2 or 3 years later, after something like this happens, is too late to figure out that you've been snookered. okay? My point is this, is that this thing that is going on right now with the remarks of the Pope, we are in the middle of another false flag operation, a minor one, that is being used to set up an even bigger one. Now, there is some discussion out there as to whether or not the Pope, you know, what kind of context was used in his remarks about Islam. But the fact that the media has taken hold of this and is making it a big deal, this is the thing that we need to keep our sights set on. As my friend Hisham mentioned about the cartoon controversy that took place last year, there is an agenda at work here to pit the Christian and the Muslim worlds against each other. The cartoon controversy was one of them, and this is another one. What is going on here is that you have a billion Catholics around the world, and you have a billion Muslims around the world. At this particular time, the agenda, the Jewish agenda, is having something of a problem in getting the Catholic Church to sign on board with this war in the Middle East. They have been rather reticent about this. The Church has traditionally sided, even if only quietly, has sided with the Palestinians for the most part. And so, as Hisham brought up with the scandals that are going on, that have been going on in the last couple of years, the Church is under tremendous pressure to cave in to the Jewish agenda's vision of what it wants to see done in the Middle East. Now, having said that, I'm not saying this in any way to maintain any kind of an apologetic stance towards what this man named Ratzinger has done, because as far as I'm concerned, he is a willing agent of the Zionist agenda. The last five popes that we have had have more or less been that to some degree, more or less. What we have to look at here is the bigger picture. What is it that the Zionist agenda is trying to achieve by throwing all of this gasoline on the fire? You know, I'm looking at some pictures here of some churches that were supposedly firebombed in Palestine, Israel. And only in Israel, coincidentally. Now, keep in mind that a few months ago, three Jews went into the Church of the Nativity and tried to detonate some explosives, and you saw the Muslims and the Christians working together to arrest these people and to hold them until the police came, Muslims and the Christians. And now, supposedly, because of the remarks made by Ratzinger, you see these five churches in Palestine being firebombed. And incidentally, too, as well, I'm looking at some pictures here that were taken of weeping Israeli citizens wearing their yarmulkes, weeping over the violence, and how they're commenting, oh, this is just like it was during Kristallnacht. Isn't this convenient that they're there to take these pictures, and that they've got these pictures of these Jews crying over the fact that Christian churches are burning?
Mark, let me interject a comment. That must be the first time in thousands of years of history that Jews have ever cried about the burning of a Christian church or an assault on a Christian shrine. But
that's exactly right. They
They
certainly didn't shed any tears when thousands of Christian churches were being burned by the Bolsheviks during the Russian Revolution. But supposedly now we have these Jews in Israel who are literally weeping in Academy Award-winning performances over the firebombing of these Christian churches. And yet we're supposed to believe that it was Muslims who did this. Now, my point is this. This is a setup that is taking place. It is being done to fuel this clash of civilizations, to get the Christian and the Muslim world at each other's throat, which has always been the Zionist agenda. And in the end, you know, I like you, Michael, I don't like to make predictions. But my prediction has been for quite some time now that we are going to see some type of a terrorist attack either on the Vatican itself or another assassination attempt on the life of the Pope, and it will be blamed on some Muslim fanatic for the purpose of mobilizing a billion Catholics around the world into going to war against the Muslims.
Well, Mark, I tell you what, I listened with interest to everything you've had to say and everything that Hisham has had to say. And, you know, we are coming up to that break that always comes about, and, you know, we have to give time to our very valued advertisers. When we come back, I'm going to comment on both of your remarks and ask some questions, and then we'll go to the phone calls. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. This is a very important show, whether you realize it or not, so please stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. We're here with Mark Glenn and Hesham Talawi, who made some very interesting comments about the ongoing controversy surrounding the Pope's remarks regarding Islam. Well, you know, you wouldn't be able to hear that if it weren't for the fact that the Republic Broadcasting Network is right here broadcasting. And I want to digress for a moment or two and bring up John Stadtmiller, the main man here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. He'd like to make a few remarks about why you need the Republic Broadcasting Network and what you can do. John, are you there?
Michael, how you doing
tonight? How you doing tonight, John?
I'm doing well, my friend. Hello, Mark. Hello, Hesham.
Hello, John.
Hi, John.
It was good to see you, Hesham, in Washington, D.C. I was glad to have met you. And I'm going to have you on my own program. But I don't want to eat up more time here of Michael Collins Piper's show. We are in a pledge drive here at Republic Broadcasting Network. And, folks, we need you to step up to the plate. We're not satisfied with just keeping this network status quo. We still have about 90% of America that's still ignorant and dumbed down with the propaganda that's coming out of the controlled medias and, of course, our bought and paid for politicians. We're doing a pledge drive. We're asking you to step up and make a commitment per month, whatever you can afford, and there are several different ways that you can do this. Most people are donating $25, $30, $50 a month, but whatever you can pledge per month, step up and make the commitment. You get used to making the commitment of pledging to this network. Maybe we'll all make more of a commitment every single day of getting the truth out there to get this country back. The globalists need this country in the dirt. They've got it driven about three-quarters of the way there. But we are still here, and the fire of liberty and freedom still burns in our hearts. Our successive generations, if we let this go, I wouldn't imagine how the successive generations, once they learn of what we let go, I don't know how they're going to react or what they're going to say. Maybe it's a good thing we won't be there to hear it. But we won't be here, ladies and gentlemen, able to bring you these broadcasts if these people succeed. So I'm going to ask you right now to dial 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Make a monthly pledge. We can take credit cards. If you prefer, I'll put out the mailing address. You send us a donation. Make sure you include your address, and we will send you out 12 envelopes stamped and addressed. You can throw it in your bill pile. They'll be there every month. You pay your electric bill. If you don't pay it this month, you know it's going to be shut off next month. Please make the donation this month so Republic Network does not go away next month. So you can do it that way, or call 800-724-2719, or just address that envelope and that donation right now today at RBN 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, two words, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or you can go to the website, rbnlive.com, go to the right, top right of the main page, Republic Partners for Freedom. You can make the difference. That'll take you to the PayPal page, and you can donate in increments of 10 all the way to $1,000 a month if you are, if you can do it, folks, please go ahead and do it. So it's rbnlive.com, top right hand of the page. It'll go through the PayPal system. Step up, folks. Be generous. We have a lot of work yet to do. We're only scratching the surface and informing other Americans. There's many other things that this network can be the root of, and then we can get on with it. Michael and Mark and Hesham, thank you so much. I'll jump off here. I'm really enjoying the program.
Thank you.
John, thanks for coming on and saying what needs to be said there. It's true. If the listeners don't support RBN, I guarantee you ABC, ABC, CBS, and NBC are not going to support RBN. It's that simple. Okay, well, we heard from Mark Glenn and Hesham Talawi, and I have to say that I find it difficult to disagree with anything either of them have said. I'd like to add my own comments on this for whatever they are worth. In my experience watching the Roman Catholic Church as a political institution during the past, say, 25 years, my impression has been, as Mark and Hesham have suggested, that it is under heavy influence from the Zionist community internationally, the Jewish community internationally, and the American mass media in particular. Catholic Church itself has complained that the mass media in America stoked up the stories about the sex scandals in the church as a way to punish the church for not going along with President Bush's war against Iraq. I believe that to be the case from my own observation of the media's coverage of these unfortunate scandals in the church. Needless to say, I've seen also the church under a lot of different pressure from Jewish-controlled media, which has often over the years reported that the church has made some pronouncement, big loud headlines and stories appearing in local Jewish community newspapers across America saying, well, the Catholic Church is about to announce that Jesus Christ was really the son of a prostitute and a Roman soldier. That's what the Jewish Talmud teaches. And I'm only being facetious, folks. The Jewish newspapers have never announced anything like that, but they have had a tendency to make these pronouncements about what the Catholic Church is going to say. Then those stories would appear in the mass media, in Time and Newsweek, in Washington Post, the New York Times. And then when the Catholic Church finally got around to making its position clear, saying, well, that's not exactly what we said or what we're going to say, those corrections are always reported in the back pages of the newspapers or never reported at all. So needless to say, the mass media has always had a field day in reporting things about the Catholic Church and its positions on issues that are not true. In the same regard, I have also detected a kind of chess game, a multi-level chess game being played by the Vatican with the Jewish community. The Vatican will make a pronouncement that perhaps they think the Jewish community will like. Then the Jewish community will react. Then the Vatican will pull back. It's a power game, folks. No question about it. The Vatican represents a religious faith, but it also represents a very serious political power that has international tentacles, for better or for worse. Now, I know a lot of people out there don't like the Catholic Church, and they would say it's for worse. But needless to say, whatever you think about the Catholic faith itself, the fact is that the Vatican is a very powerful influence. Now, the other question that comes up here as to what kind of Zionist influence there is within the Catholic Church itself, this is something I don't pretend to have the answers to, but I believe that there is enough influence within the church itself that it's created strains within the church as a consequence of that. This is something we have to consider. Now, I guess what I would like to point out about the Pope's particular comments are something that I thought was of interest. That number one, that being that his reference was apparently to a Persian scholar. Well, now, I found that very interesting because for those who don't know it, they're going to learn it now. Persians are not Arabs. Persians, although, are the people of Iran. And I thought it was very interesting that the Pope's comments were about, shall we say, an Iranian Muslim scholar at a time when the conflict with Iran is being stoked up by the mass media. So that
Mike, yes. let me just correct you for a second. The Pope was not referring. Okay, it was the emperor in the 14th century, Byzantine Emperor Manuel II Palaiologos, who was speaking with a Persian scholar at that time.
Right, right. When, I understand that. My point will be more clear in my next comment, Hesham, but I appreciate you pointing that out. My point here is that I found it interesting that of a particular dialogue that the Pope would choose to use in his remarks, that it would in fact refer to a Persian scholar. I thought perhaps it was just maybe a little bit too close for comfort. And that raises the question, was the Pope deliberately throwing this out here? And I'm asking both of you this. Was the Pope trying to inject himself into the political debate by doing this? Do you think this was a deliberate provocation by the Pope? Or do you think that the mass media jumped on this and has been using it to provoke a confrontation between the Catholics and the Muslims?
I tend to think that it was more the latter than the former.
In other words, the media deliberately stoked up the controversy.
Yeah, because the last five popes that have sat in the chair, Michael, have been very weak-willed men. They have been men who have allowed the Zionist agenda to run roughshod over the church. There's always been this sword hanging over their head, so to speak, of some type of scandal or something like that. I know this from personal experience because, you know, several years ago I traveled to Rome with a writer who was doing investigations as to what took place in 1958 at the conclave. I was hired as a translator to go, and I interviewed some of the people who had firsthand experience of some of the threats that were posed by the Zionist community, in particular B'nai B'rith, which we know in the United States as the ADL, the kind of threats that were secretly but clearly made towards the Vatican if the Vatican did not accede to the Jewish agenda's demands. So I tend to see Ratzinger's remarks as being something that were scripted for him. I mean, he is a president of sorts. He has script writers. And these remarks were probably prepared for him. I'm not making apologies for him. What I am saying is that he's no different than any other Western political leader that we have today, who is just a mere puppet dancing on the strings that have been fastened to him.
Okay. Hesham?
If I might add something, yes. Jean-Pierre Bordeaux, who is the Archbishop, he's the president of the Archbishops of France, who is, you might think of him as the Karl Rove of the Vatican. He is
okay.
An extremely influential person in the inner circle of the Vatican. He is well known. His relationship with the Zionists are well known, and they are publicized. And he has, I do believe, he has a lot to do with inserting this particular statement at this time into the Pope's speech. Now, did the Pope read his speech before he read it in front of these people? Of course he did. And of course he knew that was there. And I bet you heads are turning in the Vatican at this point, because this is huge. This is not something small. This is huge, and I really do believe that Jean-Pierre Bourdieu had a lot to do with inserting this type of lines into the Pope's speech. The Pope, even though he is very much a political figure, he also is a religious figure that a lot of Catholics around the world look at him as basically the second in command after Jesus. And they will listen to him. And this is the thing that we are afraid of, that people will listen to what the Pope have read out of a 14th century transcript, a dialogue that took place at the time when Constantinople was under siege, at a time of war, that he would bring it in 2006. He would bring it out in 2006 in his speech. Definitely, I see the hands of Zionism through Jean-Pierre Bourdieu in his speech.
Okay, well, I guess I really haven't found, from what both of you have said and my own impressions, I don't think we're in any basic disagreement. Do either of you feel that we are in disagreement in any areas there?
No.
No. I hadn't heard what either of you were going to say on this program. I didn't have even an inkling of it, but like I say, I find that we're basically on the same side here. I'll tell you what, we do have some callers here. I want to go ahead and bring them up. We have Paul in Delaware. Paul, could you come on up?
How are you doing today?
How are you doing, Paul?
Not bad. I'm surprised. Your latter guest, I can't remember what his name was, but I see that he's got a piece of the puzzle regarding this what he called the false flag issue. And what I would like to point out, if I may, is if you can just picture, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. If you can just picture the United Nations symbol, the almost like the crosshairs, well, just picture a pizza pie and cut it up into its many slices, then have a two or three inner rings. Now, this is what's happening. A lot of people look at this thing as the pyramid with the all-seeing eye. It's more like an all-seeing black hole. And you can just look at the pyramids building itself around until you come up with this pizza pie shape. And what we've got is the lower level class, what I call the cult members, because in a nutshell, I mean, that's what they are. You know, your earlier caller was talking about a religious debate. I'm surprised that anyone even using the name religion or the word religion can even talk about debating anyone, because the only thing they have to bring to a table is what I believe, and I really believe it. And so what you've got are cult groups, and when you've got a cult group, that's what causes wars. And when you've got this pizza pie shape of the Muslims attacking the Catholics, attacking the Jews, attacking the Christians, this is what we've got. You've got these cult groups. They can never see the center. It's like complaining about the Mexicans, which are putting a hole in your pocket, when the federal government is stealing half your paycheck. It's like they can never interface with the reality. And so I just wanted to make that point. Your letter, guest, is really on point that, yes, this whole issue of what the Pope said, it's kind of like a soap opera. You're supposed to get angry if you're a cult member and you're totally asleep.
All right, Paul, interesting comments. Hashem, Mark, what do you have to say about that?
Amen, brother.
Okay.
I don't have any comments on what he said.
All right. Well, Paul, very interesting comments. I find it hard to disagree with myself. Let's go to Joe from Pennsylvania. Joe, come on up.
Hi. I wanted to say first to Mark Glenn, I'm a young person, and I want to thank you for being a person that has stepped up to the plate and told the truth, like a few people in the movement. Many do not tell the truth anymore, and I want to thank him for that.
Well, thank you.
And also, I just wanted to know, I know you disagree with Judaism. Well, how can we deal with the problem, though, Mark?
Well, I think that we have to do the same thing that Jesus and his early apostles did, which is to tell people what it is, to expose it for what it is. Don't try to paint a pretty picture on it. Say, this is what it is. Look at how Jesus dealt with the Pharisees. He said, you know, don't follow them. They're going to take you to hell if you listen to anything that they say. And we have to be careful about this. There are certain things that you don't mix together. You don't mix fire and dynamite together, and you don't mix Judaism and Christianity together. They're two completely irreconcilable things, and we are in the mess that we are in today because people have been playing with dynamite and they have not realized it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Hashem, any comments on that?
Well, the only comments that I would say is reconciliation between religions is everyone needs to believe in what he believes and don't take shots at other religions. That's very simple.
Okay, well, we have a break coming up. They're taking a shot at us right now, so stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We have about 5 minutes left here, and we'll try to squeeze in one more caller.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the world today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Very interesting hour here with Hashem Talawi and Mark Glenn. Mark's website is crescentandcross.com, and Hashem's website is currentissues.tv. Did I get that right?
Don't feel bad, Hashem. He can't remember my wife's name either.
It's current issues.tv.
Right.
It is right. Okay, currentissues.tv. I was determined to get it right this time. They're not going to forget it now. Currentissues.tv.
Yes.
Anyway,
if I could just take 1 minute, please.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Okay, I just want to tell all your listeners, Christians, Muslims, or whatever religion, this is not about religion. This is purely politics. This is the Pope and the Vatican. They are controlled, just like our own government is controlled, by the Zionist Luciferians, and they could be Jews, they could be whatever they are, but this is purely politics, and we need to be alert. This is divide and conquer. This is what they're trying to do. We need to be smarter than them and say what happened, what the Pope said is wrong, but we are not going to be blindsided about what's going on in the world. This is purely politics. Has nothing to do with religion. Let's remember that Islam and Muslims is the only, and I stress the only, religion, other religion that recognizes Jesus besides Christianity. This is a true fact, and no other religion recognizes Christianity or Jesus than Christians and Muslims.
Well, Hashem, I'm glad you said that, because that's a perfect segue into what I was about to say. You know, we keep, and I keep pounding away at this, and I want to keep reminding people about this. You know, there is this ongoing, and as you say, very political effort to divide Christians and Muslims. And the fact is that we're constantly told about the terrible things that the Quran has to say. But, you know, what we're not told about in the mass media are the very terrible things that are said about Jesus Christ in the Jewish holy book, the Talmud. Now, this is something, yes, it gets into that area of religion, but it also comes back to this fact that the mass media has played a major part in stoking up this controversy. And as I said from the beginning here tonight, the moment I heard about it, my reaction was, uh-oh, this sounds like another provocation. So in the respect of what you're talking about, I think you're absolutely right. It really is not a religious thing. It's a political thing, and it's being used as a political wedge to stir up conflict in this world to promote this so-called clash of civilizations. And this clash of civilizations is a formula for global destruction, and I think that's something that every human being of any race or creed would like to avoid happening. Mark?
Yes, I'd like to say one thing, Michael. Now we have the information here. Everybody should go out, make flyers, talk to your relatives, talk to your friends. As soon as you hear them starting to make comments that indicate that they're being swayed by this man's comments, stop them in their tracks and say, wait a minute, you're about to step in a big pile of you-know-what. This thing is a political thing. It is being used to divide us. Don't fall for it. Because otherwise, when the next thing goes boom, whether it's in the Vatican or whether it's another thing going off in the United States, the people are going to go lockstep along with the agenda, not knowing any better.
And I just want to close this hour as I hear that music rolling up on us. We're not here to advocate the views of John Eric Phelps or Eric John Phelps, who says the Vatican is behind everything. What we're here to say is the Vatican has unfortunately been caught in a hot political trap that could help touch off a nuclear war. That's something we want to avoid. The grassroots people around the world of all faiths need to stand together in this and say we're not going to play this Zionist game, because that's exactly what it is. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've learned something here tonight. I have. I'll be here tomorrow night. I hope you'll stay tuned to RBN, and I hope you'll tune in here tomorrow night. Thanks to the callers. Thanks to those who called in, but we couldn't bring aboard. I appreciate your...
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.